This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I talk about our trips to Dovetail, checking out Microphone, and then we get ready for the 4th of July happening this week / weekend. All that and more on this week's episode.
Because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, and it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this.
Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, Brad. I'm Nick White.
And we got some tall boy cans today. Those little cans, 12-ounce cans, weren't cutting it.
Get those little cans out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're rolling a little bigger today, 16 ounces each.
Even though last week I think we had 16 ounces with the strawberry lemonade.
Oh, yeah. So. The the Howdy Neighbor.
Yeah.
It's a wacky beer. It was fun, though.
It was a fun beer,
It was enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. So what we're drinking this week is the Beer Hates Astronauts from Half Acre.
Yeah. This is, what is going on here, man? There's just so much. It caught me off guard here.
The can design?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you got...
I see a chicken in the corner. Or a ghost, perhaps.
You got a little ghost, and you got a bull fighting an astronaut chicken.
Yeah. And then there's another ghost with fucking popcorn
Right. Watching
the fight. You know, I went to a, this is 7.5%, by the way. They have a fun way of like, because, you know, Daisy Cutter is like uniquely different from this, even though they're putting out a lot of pale ales and IPAs.
Yeah.
But this kind of leans on the side of like those fruits that you don't really get around to a whole lot, like yuzu or kumquat.
Right.
You know, like those kind of fruits.
A little more tropical, a little not so much sweet, but like a spicier kind of.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, I went to a really cool party for this last summer.
Okay.
At Dove's Luncheonette.
Oh, nice.
The Half Acre guys are spinning vinyl. You know, it's like open. It's almost like a cafeteria, like a high-end cafeteria style kind of self-serve.
Yeah, I've been to Dove. I didn't know it was like self-serve.
Maybe it was that party was. Yeah. And I had a good old time, man. And then the Half Acre guys brought out all the original sketches of artwork for a lot of their cans,
uh-huh, you know,
and a lot of their bottles.
So. Do you think this is a play or a take on like Unicorn Versus?
Yeah, their Pipeworks is also in Tallboy cans.
Yeah,
and they have the Versus series. You know, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good observation, right? Beer hates astronauts.
So is it a little maybe not or a little shade?
Yeah,
maybe
might be shade. They might be inspired by the success of the Versus series. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. But I don't think they have another Beer Hates something else. I think this is the only one, right?
I think you're right. Yeah. And it looks like this is the unofficial beer of the world's least explainable comic book. So God hates astronauts, much in the way of like Gumball Head from Three Floyds, Gumball Head the cat. Maybe it's a character in its own universe separate from beer.
Okay.
And then the beer piece kind of came after it was established or something. It could be that.
Maybe. Yeah. But yeah, I dig this beer a lot. But yeah, at 7%, it does pack a little bit of punch. It feels 7%.
Yeah, they're not playing any games with you, no. Which is nice. Some days you want to be overwhelmed.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not complaining.
Boom. So we're gonna sip on these tall boy cans as we jump into this week's episode. If you're new to the podcast, what we do here is we talk about the beer we're drinking, then we didn't get into some of the events we made it to over the last week, and then let you know what's coming up that you should be checking out. And it's 4th of July week this time, so it's a little lighter.
Yeah, I think folks are really just kind of hanging out on the lake or with their family or something. There's not a whole lot going on event-wise.
Yeah, you got to go see fireworks.
So. And then, the fireworks, too.
Yeah, for sure. So let's kick it off with what we made it to this past week.
Right on.
I think we both made it over to Dovetail, but at different times.
Yes. So you went on Friday, and then I believe I went back Saturday night.
Okay, yeah. I just stopped in for a beer. I just wanted to stop by. We did the list, and they were on our list of top 10 brewers in Chicago. And so I just wanted to go check out what they were offering at the moment.
Yeah.
I got the Maibach when I was there.
I also got the Maybach. Ran into one of the two brewers there, one of the co-owners there, and they were very groovy, very excited about the list. You know, we talked about that for a brief second. And when I went, it was Saturday night, and there was an art show going on.
Okay.
So the entire upstairs space where their cool ship is and their barrel program is, this was a full-on like art gallery with like vendors from like all across the country. I met a guy from Detroit.
Wow.
He had a really cool like Biggie, Notorious B.I.G. Sketch. And I was like, you got to let me take some pictures next to that. So I got down and put the cute little, because they got the cute little, the glassware. It's like, it's not a full mug. It's like a slender.
Oh,
like,
the little stein.
Yeah, it's like a little slender glass stein. Yeah. But yeah, like a real art show, not art inspired by it, like beer, just like full on art gallery. So that was cool.
Nice. And that Maybach was pretty tasty, right?
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. That was good, and yeah. Then the other one's escaping me. It'll come back to me.
Cool. But then you you ventured over from there. Something else was going on in Ravenswood.
Yeah, so just on the other side of the tracks, there was the Ravenswood on Tap. So, you know, they're calling Ravenswood Malt Row.
Yeah.
You know, I think they were up to, like, you know, with the distillery, there's, like, 7 alcohol producers, you know, within, like, a couple-mile radius, right?
Crazy, okay.
Something like that. So they just had a celebration of Malt Row, a celebration of Ravenswood. Just basically a block party. Because, you know, okay. Ravenswood is the street where the metro train runs. So there's a train tracks, and then they blocked it off, and they're partying in the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So, I ran into Spiteful IPA was probably my go-to at that party. But then, yeah, all the other producers were there.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, just, you
know. I haven't had a Spiteful beer in a while.
Yeah, which is – and I remember us talking about that on the show, and that's what made me want to get over there.
Because they weren't on our list of top brewers.
Right.
And is it Brad over there, right?
Yeah, there's Brad, and then there's Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've enjoyed their beer. I know people definitely love their beer and their style and their just like whole culture that they got going on. So I don't know. It's just not, I don't see Spiteful beer that often, so I don't get to have it. But yeah, I do enjoy it when I do. There's never a time where I'm like, gross, Spiteful beer.
No, for sure. For sure. And they recently just signed a distribution deal with Wurtz.
Oh, cool.
So that's the same crew that's that brings in a lot of the West Coast breweries. So and actually they're called Breakthrough now. So they Wurtz merged with a New York distributor called Sunbelt, and now they're called Breakthrough Beverage.
Okay.
So yeah, this is the team that's bringing you like all the Toppling Goliath stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and the stuff from like the West Coast, like, you know, your Cascades. Your who's the sour producer out of San Francisco?
Cascade, yeah. Russian River?
No,
not that. They're not here. Upland? Nope. That's
fuck. It's close. We're getting close now. Now.
No, that was on the wrong side of the.
No, but they're Wild Ale producers.
Mm-hmm. Upright?
No,
that's in Portland.
No, we're getting there. All right, we're giving it too much time. We gave it too much time.
Yeah. All right, we don't know.
All right.
Too many breweries.
Yeah, too many breweries.
Wild Ales from California, right?
Yeah, from San Francisco. Almanac.
Almanac.
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah, so those guys.
Nice. So you might see more Spiteful now that they signed.
Yeah, I think they're moving into their new space, which is in Bowmanville, actually next door to Half Acre, the new Half Acre space where we recorded the show. That was a fun episode. Yeah, so I expect. And then lately, I've only been seeing the Spiteful IPA. So when that beer in the glass, when I saw Spiteful, that's the only beer they had.
Okay.
And this is the second event. I kind of think when they ramp up, that's going to lead the way, it seems like.
Because okay. I know I think they cut the Alley Time or?
Yeah.
Alley.
It was Alley Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people were upset about that. So.
Yeah, because I guess that's part of the transition. You saw that with Pipeworks, right? They. You know, they were coming out with a new beer every weekend. They still do that.
They still do, yeah.
But, you know, what you see mostly in the store is just like four core beers, you know, in Tall Boys.
So. Yeah. Cool. So then on Saturday, I decided to take a trip out of the city.
There you go.
Maeve and I were kicking around like, let's take a drive somewhere. How far do we want to go?
Oh, wow. Just like.
And we we're thinking of going all the way down to like, Brickstone?
So what's that, like Bourbon A? Like, that's like downstate.
Yeah. Talked about that. And then we're like, I don't know if I want to sit in the car that long.
Right.
So we ended up deciding, like, let's go to Microphone.
Oh, nice.
It's not that far. It's
back up the other way. Let's go the other way.
Yeah, it's just on the other side of O'Hare in Elk Grove Village. It's like without traffic, a little over 30 minutes.
It's not terrible.
So not too bad.
Yeah.
And then you're kind of out in an area where you got like Prairie Craft and Half Day Road, and there's a couple others you could kind of hit up if you kind of worked your way back certain ways too. So we decided, like, let's go check this out.
Now, this is ground zero for the juicy New England style revolution locally, right? Like, they make that style quite a bit.
Right. So I feel like microphone is the new Pipeworks kind of hype, right?
I can see that, yeah.
Like, they are the it craft beer at the moment, right?
The darling of the craft beer scene at the moment, for sure.
So after seeing some pictures, and I was like, you know what? I gotta check it out. I like their branding a lot. I like I feel like it's clever, and I like the look of it. And so,
Microphone with a K, named after Mike Palin, who's the founder and the brewmaster.
Yeah, So went up there. The brewery's in where you would expect, like back of the warehouse district kind of thing. I kind of thought they'd maybe be a little more, central located.
Yeah.
But we went back there. Place is packed.
Really? This went now. When did you go? Like on the weekend?
Yeah, it was Saturday. Okay. Maybe around 3 or 4 o'clock, so a little before dinner or so.
Yeah.
So it was packed. Like on our way out, we were leaving, and they weren't letting people in. Like two people were like, "Oh, did two people leave? Can we come in now?" And they're like, "Yeah, come on in." Like what?
It's a strange phenomenon. I mean, because Elk Grove Village, other than that, wouldn't be on your radar at all. It's just like it's such a random space, you know?
I don't know much about Elk Grove Village, but going there, it looked like this is the best thing it's got going on. So on my, like, couple, I don't know. There could be, like, other parts that are nice, but, like, I only saw, like,
Elk Grove
Park and, like, industrial park stuff and, like, the freeway. So I was
they better count their lucky stars that
that microphone's there.
Yeah.
So we got in line. You got to get in line to order your beer because they don't have servers. So you get ordered at the bar, but there's kind of a line. You can do to-go beer or beer there. We got 4 samples there. Now, this is where it gets a little weird. They give you a wristband. They check your ID.
Okay.
To make sure you're of age.
That's pretty normal.
The place, you can see everyone in there. Come on. No one gives you a wristband when you go to a brewery.
Yeah, that's true.
Check your ID. Like, yeah, all ages could be there. Like, there was babies there.
They're trying to curb that.
So they must have, like, super strict rules. Because
like the village.
Yeah, because, come on, that place isn't very big. I can see everyone in here. You would instantly know if anyone's drinking. There's, like, 4 or 5 people behind the bar.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. And then they like marked our wristband after we paid. Like, what is going on here?
They're just doing their job, man.
I don't know. It seemed like some weird Elk Grove beer rules that must have been happening it was just kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. But anyway, we got 4 beers. They were all like the 4-3 juicy IPA kind
Secret
of
Secret Sauce, was that on?
Secret Sauce, Space Noodle. I could check my phone and see.
Well, I think their tagline, their slogan is beer inspired by music. So a lot of times it'll be like a play on a band.
Vinyl Frontier.
Yeah, or stuff like that. Yeah.
And then we also got a watermelon Berliner Weiss.
Okay.
That was the kind of one Maeve won it. The other ones were just like IPAs. And then as I'm like looking them up again on tap to check into them, I'm like, oh crap, these are all 9%. Everyone is 9%.
Man.
Good thing we got like little 4-ounce samples. Yeah. So.
And I saw the little, just the most adorable little taster glasses.
They're cute. Like I kind of wanted to buy one because you can buy them.
Yeah.
And they're like $5. So I was like,
it's like a stemless wine glass.
Yeah.
It looks like.
So they're pretty cute. I took a few pictures and threw some stuff up on the Instagram.
I get way too excited about glassware.
So it's super cute. And all the beers were good. The Berliner Weiss was the standout of this.
Okay.
So here's my thought on this, like, darling of
the juicy beer revolution.
These are just hazy IPAs like that I was drinking when I first got into craft beer when you were looking for, give me the double IPA, give me the triple IPA. Now they're just cloudy.
Yeah, that's true.
So they're not, they were good, yeah. But they are big IPAs that remind me of drinking beer like 10 years ago now.
Okay. That's interesting.
So I feel maybe it's come full circle a little bit, just yeah. The craft beer world. As more people get into it, you know, you kind of chase that hops. You do at some yeah. point, and then you kind of are like, well, I'm looking for a little more balance.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess they're speaking loudly to, you know, what folks want, I guess, right? Like,
yeah.
Even if, and I'm not talking about like, you know, like what trendy folks want. I just mean like the nationwide trend of like, hey, IPA and double IPA are the
yeah.
are the two categories for as far as volume.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they were good, but come on, you're at a brewery that you know people have to drive to. There is nobody's walking there. They do have a lot of bike racks, so maybe people bike there, but yeah. All your beers are 9%. What are you doing? Like, come on.
Yeah.
What do you expect? You know people are going to drive home. Like, you're just like...
They're like...
You're like causing problems. I have a wristband. Like, look where I was.
They're like that band that's like, hey, man, we're not here to raise your kids, man. We just want to make good music, man. Like,
so it was a good stop. I may see what like a bike trail is to kind of get there to do like a brewery bike ride because yeah. there's a lot of bike parking. And I wouldn't mind hitting it up and having like a few beers versus yeah. just a few tasters.
Now only there's only two Krispy Kremes in the whole area. One is way south by like Flossmoor Station, but the other one is near Microphone.
Really?
So okay. Did you get down with some Krispy Kreme?
No.
Hot and fresh?
I didn't. Yeah, man. I didn't even know.
That was the first thing on there. My mind. When I think Microphone, the first thing I think is yeah.
Krispy Kreme.
We gotta find some eats and bring some donuts and just chill at this place for a bit.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, we should have did that. Yeah. Then we looked up breweries nearby. We're like, oh, we're out here.
Okay. Yeah, we're here now. Let's see do something else.
What's
right?
up? Like, you know, once you're out that far, it's kind of like, oh, 15 minutes into another suburb, that's not that bad. Once you're out of the city, you can kind of.
That's very true.
And then we went over to Buffalo Grove and checked out Prairie Craft Brewery or right Prairie on. Craft.
Prairie Craft.
Yeah.
Like, they spell it craft away like craft cheese.
Yeah.
It spells craft.
Also in industrial park kind of thing, just not exciting.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I could be wrong. I don't really get out to a lot of different places. I'm out, but just not everywhere. But I kind of feel like a lot of breweries in locally, you know, in the region and for that case, maybe like the whole country, a lot of breweries might resemble Prairie Craft in the country.
There was people there, so it was fairly busy. It wasn't packed. Like, we saw people having pizza because you could bring food in.
Yeah.
And we got a flight of beers, but they were all just, not beers I want to have again.
Yeah.
I just, like, they weren't bad. They were just like, no thanks.
It's interesting because, like, on the... like I got to get you the founder's story, right? And mm-hmm. he's like, you know, one of the founders of founders. We're talking to him about, you know, what advice would you give breweries that are just starting out? And he was like, and this is him speaking from 20 years in, and he's sold 30% of the fucking company. But he's still like, you know, if I was doing it now, I just wouldn't do it because there's so much good beer in the space.
Yeah,
it's like, how do you compete with that? Like, no one's. I don't think anyone's judging anyone at all for trying to find their way. And doing what they love. No one's saying, no one's trying to discourage that. But speaking to your point, it's like, well, man, how do you compete when, you know, you can get world-class beers, you know, everywhere for $3-4 in some cases. So, it's a difficult play.
And coming from Microphone, like they had maybe, I want to say 8 to 10 beers. Mm-hmm. Prairie Craft had like 15 or so beers. Wow. So I was kind of like... a little overwhelmed when you go to a new brewery and you're like, well, what do people get? Like, what are you known for?
Yeah.
Or versus like, oh, well, I had a bunch of IPAs. I don't want IPAs now. So give me something else. And maybe that's not what you do right. So I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's tough. Since they didn't have food then, we hit up Half Day Brewing again.
Oh, yeah.
Went up there recently.
Lincolnshire, right next door.
Yeah. Yeah. So grabbed some like chicken fingers and had a beer there. One of their, I think their session IPA.
Yeah, that space kind of feels like it's as much a restaurant as it is a brew pub.
Yeah, it's. I think it's even more restaurant because they have so many other beers. I even was sitting next to some guy and he ordered a Beta Brau can. Like, you're at a brewery. I'm surprised you're like getting one, a beer not on draft, but then a can, like just a Beta Brau. Like, oh, that's cool. All right.
Right on. Do your thing. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a brewery. That Half Day Road or Half Day Brewing isn't very old, but that space occupied another brewery. I think it was called like Flatlanders back in the day.
Yeah, it's huge. It's a big space.
Yeah.
So that was a little suburban outing there. So not too bad.
Brad Chmielewski was out here.
I gotta hit up these other breweries that are outside the city. Like, there's just so many going on, and
then how else are you gonna know, right?
Yeah. How else am I gonna put up the list of the top 10 suburban brewers?
See? Oh, sounds like that's coming up next.
This is research. I'm doing research.
Yeah. And then we are
sorry, Purrcraft, you're not making
we're afforded the luxury of having these options when we leave the city. Yeah. So I mean, why not take advantage of them? Yeah.
Right.
So
so that was basically all I ended up doing. Hit up went out on the boat, drank some Beguile on Sergio's boat, hitting up the water.
Man.
It was a good day for that.
Yeah, royalties are nice these days.
Yeah, right? Yeah. By land, by sea. That was my beer drinking this weekend.
Right on, man. Summertime in the city, though, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to hit. I haven't been to a Sox game. I haven't been on a cruise yet. I'm looking forward to both of these things, man.
Should have went over to Sox Park today. Aren't they playing the Cubs? Beta Brau's doing like a tailgate thing.
Yeah. I need to get my life together, man.
Ah, yikes. Messing up. But speaking of events, what do we got happening this coming week?
Let's jump right into it, man. June 30th, which is this Friday, Pipeworks, P-Dubs, and Local Option have a barley wine, a barrel-aged barley wine party. So they're calling the beer Batch 666, and this is a launch party for that. So they're going to do cans and drafts of Local Option and Pipeworks, and it starts at noon, just like old times.
Oh, nice.
Over in Lincoln Park. Yeah.
Cool. Then also happening 29th, then the 30th, is Revolution Tap Takeover at Kuma's, where they're also going to be giving away open-air festival tickets.
Yeah, and that's the three-day like metal fest out in Toyota Park. Mm-hmm. I went to that last year.
Right.
I had myself a good old time, man. I was like, I don't know, man. It's fucking, Korn and, you know, Megadeth or whoever else was there. I'm like, I don't know. But then you go, and you're like, man.
You're down.
This is good, man. Marilyn Manson's there.
You're down
you know?
For the sickness? Is that? Yeah.
You know, it was both bizarre and thoroughly entertaining, that festival.
You can hit up Kuma's. They'll be doing Rosa cocktails. And then if you order
your favorite. I know where you're going to be this week.
I feel like maybe a Rosa cocktail, I might be able to get behind.
I think Rosa would play.
Because they're realizing, oh, this beer sucks. We got to put some other stuff in it.
We need some bitters.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, just throw some fucking...
How do we fix this?
Just throw some goddamn whiskey in it. You know, matter of fact, let's just throw a cocktail party.
If you order the open air burger at Kuma's,
okay,
you get entered into the raffle to win tickets.
Yeah.
I don't know what's on the open air burger.
But that was one thing I liked about open air is that they had a beer garden, Ricky Rackman's beer garden. Showing my age with that one. But then Kuma's was putting it down with a proper burger stand.
Nice.
At that thing. Yeah.
All right, so I might find my way over to Kuma's and see what's up.
I'm realizing I love the word proper. I need to
proper.
I need to mix that up. I've been throwing that down a lot lately.
Cool. All right. What else we got?
Let's see. Let's fast forward, man, because it's a holiday weekend, so not a whole lot of events. But let's talk about the good folks at DMC, man, Dark Matter Coffee.
Oh yeah.
So they are celebrating their 10th anniversary on July 8th.
That's a Saturday. We'll probably mention this again on next week's episode.
Yeah, I'm excited for this, man. They aren't playing any games, dude. They got 26 breweries coming to this thing.
Okay.
Yeah, but like we always talk about often, like, you know, they're the coffee producer choice lately, so for beers, for people making beer. So
Yeah. So what do you know about this event? Do you have to pay? I know in past it was kind of just a show up.
And I knew you were going to ask all these fucking questions, man. Goddamn, Brad.
Because I was over there. I was over at Dark Matter or Star Lounge
yesterday,
and I saw the Saison Yeast coffee. I almost...
Did you get it?
No, I didn't.
Was it like crazy expensive?
I didn't even look at the price, and they had Citra Hot. I was going to get them so we could do a video of it. Drinking the coffee.
Oh, yeah, there's probably a coffee maker here.
Yeah. So
I know, if you're here, there's a coffee maker here.
Yeah, so I should pick those up, and we'll do a video for the YouTube channel coming up soon with those, I don't know, different coffees and try them out. But I was there, so it made me think of this party, and I did see it coming up. But yeah. I don't know if you have to buy tickets. I think it's just kind of show up. Last year and the year before, they just kind of blocked off the entire street nearby. Like, not... Chicago that they're on, but like one street kind of west of it.
Yeah.
And it's not so much a beer fest, but they have beers that go on tap throughout the day and you can kind of buy them or might be offered
them. Yeah. I mean, that's the impression I get. I'm looking at the deets on it and right near the mothership, like you said. Maybe honestly, they have almost just as many music acts as they do breweries and then food from like from 10 local places. Doesn't say much about a specific ticket price. So yeah. It sounds like what you're saying, where you just kind of roll in and everything's like a la carte. Like
yeah. That. I think it's a pretty casual event.
Right on.
So check that out. Saturday, July 8th. We'll mention again next week. Hopefully, maybe we'll have some more details.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll make it there and pick up the coffee so we can have a video going up that day as well.
I like your style. Modern Times, The Brewery, War Pigs, Scratch, just to name a few.
Nice. Yeah, okay.
At Dark Matter's 10th anniversary party. I like those guys.
Nice. We talked about on our travels out of the city driving down the Scratch, but then we're like, that shit is far.
That's like going.
You need a weekend. You need a long weekend. That's like, not. You got to stay.
That's almost not a day trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's what, 6 hours there, and we're going to have like a beer and then drive back six hours?
It's like towards the bottom of Illinois, and you know, I was watching Channel 11 one day, and they said if you took Illinois and put it on the East Coast, it would run from New York all the way down to North Carolina.
Wow.
Like,
okay.
It's a massive, it's deceptively long, Illinois. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So those are the events this week. Not too many, but there's always like 4th of July fireworks, and July 3rd fireworks, they do them too. So always stuff going on. So
yeah, my favorite part is if you, you know, if you have friends with boats like Brad, or if you have friends that live in like really high buildings, I can recall being in Rogers Park one year, and then like you can see, I was like maybe 8 floors up, you can see the fireworks from like Skokie's doing their fireworks, and Evanston's doing their fireworks, and you know, yeah, that's a fun thing to do, man. Get on the edges of the city and see all those little town fireworks too. Uh-huh. That's cool.
Yeah, for sure. Before we get out of here, we always end the show with some beer news. What do we got happening in the world of craft beer this week, or not even craft beer?
Yeah, for sure. Shout out to Microphone, Brad's trip up there this week. They gave a $10,000 check to the VFW.
Nice.
Yeah, this was the their portion of Pell Popper proceeds that they were donating. So that's cool. So there's a VFW facility in the village of Elk Grove, and then they needed like a new like escalator system for these guys. So
okay,
yeah,
seems like they should just have a ranch kind of building at the VFW. I'm just saying, like, this is poor planning, but that's like, awesome that they.
Since you guys have decided to have this thing go multiple floors, we're gonna hit you off with this with this here young elevator system. You're welcome.
Zan, it's poor planning. But no, that's awesome that Microphone did this.
Yeah. So cheers to those guys. Wrigley's getting in on the craft beer renaissance. I don't know if we're still calling it that, but anyway, craft beer at Wrigley is a thing now.
Okay.
So, according to this, it's Lucky Door is the name of the restaurant and beer garden. It's going to have 80 seats, 10 drafts, and then they're going to have keg cocktails from Billy Sunday.
Okay.
Oh, but it's being run by the guys from Old Irving Brewery.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so this is Trevor Hamlin, who used to be a chef, and then Matthias Merges, who was the guy behind Finch that closed, but he's behind You Show as well, the Asian noodle restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like the concept is like the guys from Irving Park Brewing are going to run it, but then the whole premise is to just have collaborations all year long that are sold exclusively at this plaza.
Okay. Yeah. So is it in Wrigley Field?
It's across the street.
Oh, okay.
It's across the street from Wrigley. So this is the new space that they built. You know how when they tore down Goose Island, and the McDonald's.
Oh, right? The McDonald's was the other way.
Okay. Yeah, so the hotel's going up. I think they're blocking half of the street off, but this is part of that, where this whole Wrigley takeover, right? Where it's gonna have a brewery. This actually sounds really cool.
That sounds interesting. I do not make it over there, almost ever, unless I would be going for a game. I have zero business going to Wrigleyville.
Yeah, the Guinness guys are distributed by Diageo Brands, and Captain Morgan is on Diageo as well. Uh-huh. And Captain Morgan had a party at Wrigley. That's the last time I went to Wrigley.
So I'm interested to see how this does because the crowd, they don't care what they're drinking.
It is the biggest
beer like
garden in the city.
You could give them anything, and as long as it's going to help them get drunk, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But it sounds cool.
It does sound cool.
What else we got?
Let's see. The Brewers Association.
Yeah.
They came out with a new label this week. They're calling it the Independent Craft Brewer Seal. So this is a seal that you can have for free if you're one of the 5,300 independent breweries in America. So this is designed to, like, it's a label that you can, you know, apply to your beer to let everyone know that you're an independent brewer, you know. So the logo or the seal is an upside down bottle. The bottle is flipped upside down, and it's free for brewers that meet requirements.
Nice.
Yeah.
So is our new thing just instead of craft beer, independent beer?
Yeah, right?
Is that kind of, because they tried like micro beer or like
micro brews was a thing in the very beginning.
Yeah, yeah. Or nano brewery.
Nano breweries.
I don't
was
really
also
think there's nano breweries anymore. Yeah. There might be, but there's not.
So
independent beer. I drink independent.
I drink independent beer.
Okay.
Yeah. I like it's got a nice ring
to
it.
That's probably what they're trying to do.
Yeah. So like American independent craft brewery is defined by small, independent, and traditional. So basically, 6 million barrels a year is the cap. And less than 25% is owned or controlled by an interest that's not a craft brewery.
Okay.
Yeah. So, oh, and traditional. So that refers to the ingredients you use as well.
So I think that makes sense because the term craft beer, what it was non-AB Miller to begin with.
Right.
That's what it was. And then it kind of morphed into just like, hey, you know the people making it? Then it's kind of craft beer, right?
Yeah.
And
some of the largest craft breweries in the country, when you look at, if you combine AB Miller and then, you know, these acquisitions by like financial organizations, what do you call those people?
The VCs.
Yeah, like the VCs. If you combine all those, you're talking, you know, of the top 100 breweries, you're talking maybe like 20, 30 of them.
Right.
That, you know, so, I mean, knowing the source, the origin of your food and your beverages, I mean, it's important in some circles.
Yeah.
You know, transparency is important in some circles.
I think so yeah. So yeah, independent beer.
So I'm on board with this independent beer
so
thingy.
What is the Half Acre technically independent beer? Do they
technically independent, as far as we know.
Yeah, they probably meet the barrel, under the barrel rule.
6 million is a lot.
6 million is a lot, yeah.
And I feel like, you know, it's funny, like at the time, Sam Adams was at 2 million. The cap was 2 million.
Yeah.
And then when Sam Adams moved to 6 million barrels, then, oh, well, now the cap's 6 million.
Yeah, so they probably raised it because of that, and you have someone like Stone that's sort of...
Yeah, I guess there's other breweries that could be approaching that, you know, like your New Belgiums or your maybe your Oscar Blues. Not Oscar Blues, but I was thinking New Belgium. Yeah, I was actually thinking New Belgium and Oscar Blues. But I was thinking New Belgium and Sierra Nevada, sorry.
Oh, Sierra Nevada, yeah. But Oscar Blues has their part of that collective, right?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Right. They did get the VC injection.
So they're technically not independent.
They're technically not independent.
Independent, yeah. I like this term is a little confusing, right? It's brand new, though. It just happened, what, today or yesterday, right?
Yeah, yeah. About a week ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
So look for that logo probably popping up on stuff.
Cool. Right on. And finally, Zemurgi magazine.
Zemurgi.
announced their best beers in America.
All right.
Yeah. So it sounds like for 8 straight years, this is a homebrewers magazine. Sorry. It's a homebrewers magazine, and all the subscribers for 15 years running, they pick their what they think the best beers in America are. So for the last 8 years, Russian River's Pliny the Elder was the top beer for them. And that changed recently. This year, for the first time in 8 years, there's a new number one. Russian River's Pliny the Elder is number two, and Bell's Two Hearted is number one.
Yeah, and this got knocked off on Beer Advocate, too.
Yeah.
It affected that same thing, right?
I mean, that is, that's always been for me the great American IPA. I think that's
Two Hearted?
Two Hearted. I've always been on board with that.
I think we're biased. We can have it. We can get it. We couldn't get Pliny.
Yeah.
Right?
There's some truth in that. There's a lot. Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of people that are like Hetty Topper.
No.
That's a great beer. Is that better?
Yeah.
I can't get it enough, so I have a hard time saying if it's better.
He's right about that. Let's go through
It is crazy that Bell's took the crown, though.
Yeah, it makes you think that this, and you start to feel like this might be, well, I'll just read you the top five. Number five is Hop Slam. Number four, Zombie Dust. Number three, Founders Breakfast Out. Pliny the Elder, number two, like we said, and then Bell's Heart, Two Hearted, number one.
There's a lot of freaking Midwest beer there.
Strong Midwest contingency. But then the bottom half of the top 10 is all like Ballast Point, Sierra Nevada Celebration, Deschutes, Fresh Squeeze, The Alchemist, Hetty Topper, and KBS was number six. So this is the homebrewer speaking. Huh.
But that's a lot of Midwest beer happening in that top list.
Yeah.
Interesting. So I think the Midwest, they consume a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, we're drink. We've always been even in Chicago. We've always been a drinking town. Yeah. I mean, you know, we found our way as a brewing town, but we've always been drinking town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. So, do you agree that? Do you think if you had it head to head, you'd pick Bell's over Pliny?
Over Pliny?
Yeah.
I think this beer that we're drinking that well. Yeah, see, because you're right. And honestly, I get Pliny maybe twice a year.
Right.
You know, I know Pliny's lighter and fruitier in every way compared to Bell's Two Hearted or Centennial.
Yeah, Bell's IPA. Two Hearted is kind of, it's a bitter hop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Pliny plays on fruit and fruit sweetness a little bit, fruit aromatics a lot more than Bell's does. Bell's Two Hearted does, so.
Damn.
I don't know, but like you said, I drink that all the time. And we need more Pliny so we can figure this out.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll leave with that, and we'll finish up our Beer Hates Astronaut here as we get out of here. But, Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch. We're not recording.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter, at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. We won't be back next week with episode normal day, maybe a day later.
Oh, yeah.
4th of July on Tuesday when we normally record. So we'll probably record Wednesday. And, yeah, recap our 4th.
Right on.
So look for that. All the episodes get posted on chicagobeerpass.com. Check out our Instagram. We've been blowing up it there. Lots Hopping. Of photos. Yeah. Instagram stories. I've been kicking those out. But then the Facebook page, /Chicago Beer Pass to... We post events, share other photos there as well. If we're at events, we take a bunch of photos, like we'll just dump them onto Facebook.
Yeah.
That's the best way to do that.
that's our Facebook strategy. Yeah.
Just dump it on Facebook.
There you go. There you go. Tag this album. Let's get out of here.
Yeah. All right. That'll do it for this week's episode.
Cheers.